All right. Good evening. It is 6:30, somewhere around 6:30 here on Wednesday night, getting ready for church here. And just some things that pop up in the news here. And, you know, one of the things that, strikes me as, like, absolutely insane and sick and disgusting is Bill Nye. Actually, I didn't even realize this. Somebody brought it to my attention, actually. And I just decided to talk about this real quick because it's disgusting. You know, Bill Nye, the science guy. No, it's really Bill Nye, the perverted pansexual guy. This guy is actually promoting the most wicked, disgusting lifestyle that you could possibly promote. While he hates biblical Christianity and mocks it, the only other alternative is what Romans chapter 1 says. The Bible is very clear what happens, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but became vain in their imagination. Their foolish heart was darkened. The Bible talks about that, says that God gave them up into vile affections, and, you know, they turned the creator into something that he wasn't, and distorted who God is and everything else. And you know what? You either follow the Bible or you follow evolution, which is another gospel, which is man trying to ascend to another level. So now we have where it's like, okay, gender fluidity or whatever. Like, I'm gender fluid. I don't follow any specific gender. That's the dumbest thing in the world. Of course you have to have a gender. That's just stupidity. So I mean, don't watch it. I didn't watch it. I saw a little clip and like maybe 10 seconds or so, or maybe 20, and I was gone. I was like, I don't want to watch. This guy's a pervert. Because somebody put an article up or something on it. But the guy's a pervert, and he's pushing this, you know, feminism. But notice how evolution, feminism, and all these things are all tied together. They all hate God. They all absolutely hate the God of the Bible. They hate the truth. They hate authority. And that's the way this generation is going. Well, Bill Nye, if you don't hold to biblical principles, if you don't hold to just creation, male and female, man, it's back to the jungle. You're going to act like a bunch of animals. And Bill Nye, he's got these people on there, and they're acting like a bunch of animals. I mean, they're just acting like a bunch of animals. Look like a bunch of goofy animals running around. And that thing that came out there and said that she was pansexual and all these other things, and, you know, I mean, talked about some dirty, vulgar things. I shut it off. I couldn't listen to it. It was disgusting. But talked about some dirty, vulgar things, like right off the bat. You can read it in the article talks about it. Talking about female body parts and talking about just absolute perversion. Absolute 100% perversion. And you know what? If that's science and that's what you're on board for, then you're going back to the jungle is where you're headed for. You're going to completely destroy society with this nonsense. And that's what's happening right now. Bill Nye, besides being a joke, I mean, he's not a scientist, he's a joke. Besides all that, he just proves the Bible true. All he does is prove that the Bible is the Word of God, that the Bible is true, because everything that God said that these people would be doing, they're doing right now. And why are they doing it? Because they denied the Creator. They denied the Word of God. They denied that there was a Creator, and they worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is God blessed forever. Amen. So that's what happens. And that is what's happened. So, I mean, and that's a perfect example of that. I mean, anything goes. They're just throwing everything out. There are no rules. There's anything. Nobody lives their life like that, and society cannot make it like that, obviously. But Bill Nye is an extreme pervert. I mean, after seeing that, who in the world would want that guy around your children? Who in the world would want anybody like that teaching their children anything? He's an absolute pervert. You know, to be pushing that stuff and then to call that science? First of all, pansexualism and all of that, that's not science. None of that garbage is science. What is it? It's absolute debauchery and wickedness and antichrist behavior. That's all it is, and that's what it's meant to be. Because if you hate God, you're going to love evil. That's right. For this cause, Ross, God gave them up unto vile affections. Absolutely. That's right. God did give them up to unto vile affections. And that's where they're at. They're absolutely given over to those vile affections. And people that support this nonsense and just mean, this is all mainstreaming. And you watch it, pedophilia is coming next. They're going to be pushing that next. That's not enough where they're at right now. They're going to be pushing it because after all, there's no rules, right? And that's what they're doing. That's the direction they're going. And guys like Bill Nye and people like that, they're going to be supportive of those things. No matter how much they try to lie and act like they're not, they have no morals. They're absolute absolute disgusting perverts. He is a big pervert, big time pervert. And to push this and to use his Bill Nye the Science Guy name to do it is absolutely disgusting. That's right. That's why homosexuality is a norm now, because it's clearly against nature. That's right. The Bible says that these are sins that are against, they are without natural affection. I mean, a lady getting up there and singing and talking about all those things, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. No, he's not a scientist. That's right. I know. I see that. He's not a scientist at all. Stone cold truth. He's not a scientist. I know. Unfortunately, he plays one on television, doesn't he? And that's what he's doing. He's playing one on television. So, not a scientist, but plays one. And unfortunately, people are falling for this, and the lie of evolution is pushed. The lie that goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, goes all the way back to there. Ye shall be as gods. Man can ascend without God. Don't worry about it. You can ascend without God, and you'll be just fine. Well, no, you know what? What we have is an absolute nation full of perverts. And perversion is absolutely mainstream now. It is mainstream perversion, and it's going to get worse. And the answer is Jesus Christ. The answer for us that are the children of God is to get out there and preach the gospel to a lost and dying world, to get online and like we're doing and try to tell the truth to as many people that see that Bill Nye's name. I hope they get this video and they see this. Listen to me. The answer for man is Jesus Christ can save you and make you a new creature. Jesus Christ can forgive your sins, and he can cleanse you of your unrighteousness, and he can make you whole. All these things that these people are looking for, they're looking for happiness as a homosexual, looking for happiness as a whore, looking for happiness as a pansexual, looking for happiness in all these things. They're never going to find it. Joy is found in Jesus Christ alone. Joy is found in the Savior. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He rose again from the dead. He was buried and he rose again the third day. And if you believe on him and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and repent of your wicked life, repent of your wicked sins, and put your faith in Christ, he will save you and he will change you and he will make you a new creature, and you won't have to chase after the wicked things of the world. God help us. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And we're seeing it. Mainstream perversion and acceptance of perverts, and they're going to gear it towards children more, and that's why they use people like Bill Nye, because it's going to gear towards children, and it's the great swerve to swerve them into wickedness and evil. But when you deny the God of the Bible, that's what happens. Understand that if you deny the God of the Bible, if you deny him, then you must accept evolution. You must accept the blueprint for destruction. I'm going to preach on that sometime. The blueprint for destruction. You have to accept those blueprints that the Antichrist offers. And that's what people are doing. And that's what you find is their demise. And the demise of any people is found in Romans chapter 1. Think about it. I pray you be saved today. If you've never been born again, I pray that you'd repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone. Have a good night.